Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An Afghan government official says the death toll in a suicide car bombing in a western neighborhood of Kabul has claimed at least 12, wounded 10 others. No one claiming responsibility so far. Also in the news, two Jordanians killed and Israeli wounded by gunfire in a heavily fortified Israeli embassy compound in Jordan's capital. Authorities did not say what triggered the shooting. Incident comes at a time of mounting tensions between Israel and the Muslim world over metal detectors Israel installed at a Jerusalem shrine revered by Muslims and Jews. Michael Fishbach is a Middle East expert at Randolph-Macon College.
The worst-case scenario is that we could be heading toward a third Palestinian intifada, and that's something that disturbs a lot of people on various sides because it inevitably would lead to bloodshed on both sides. There's been a lot of frustration, certainly among Palestinians in recent years, frustration at any number of sources of blame. And something like this, which deals with religion, is just as if it's a third rail. And so that, I think, is what all parties are desperate to try to avoid.
UN Security Council set to meet an emergency session today to discuss the violence that's left 7 people, 3 Israelis, 4 Palestinians dead. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met with the Kuwaiti leader to discuss ways to end the diplomatic crisis between Qatar and Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Bahrain, which cut ties with Doha, accusing it of supporting extremism, Qatar denying the allegation. Christian militia blaming ambushing UN peacekeepers escorting water trucks, southern Central African Republic town of Bengasi, killing 1 Moroccan, wounding 3 others. This is